And I rise to pay tribute to the Yankees on their 27th World Series championship. As the chairman has said, they are the most successful franchise in sports history. Congratulations especially should go to the Phillies, the Philadelphia Phillies, a fine team, world champions prior to this year, who repeated their championship in the National League and gave the Yankees a very tough time. They're a successful team, and I suspect they'll be back next year when I'm sure they'll play the Yankees again in the World Series. I am very proud to be the congressman who represents the Yankee Stadium area. In fact, I can tell when the Yankees are doing well by just opening my window and hearing the sound of the crowd. And whenever you hear the crowd, I live that close to the stadium, you know the Yankees have scored a run or gotten the big hit. The Yankees have been a tradition in the neighborhood and have been a tradition in sports history. And what's interesting about it is that, as you know, this year they opened up a new stadium and they won the World Series in that stadium. My understanding also is that they won the first World Series they played in the old stadium in 1923, the house that Ruth built. And so they move, but they still keep their winning tradition. They are indeed the Bronx Bombers, and they've become a sign of perfection, of teamwork. And much has been said throughout the years about how the Yankees played and how they got along or at times didn't get along. And everyone says that this team came together and played as a true organization and a true institution. They've been in the World Series an astonishing and amazing 40 times. And they've won 27 of those 40 times. Baseball, professional baseball, is a few years over 100 years old. And 40% of the time, one team was in that appearance. In 2009, they won 103 games. Then they went on to defeat the Twins and defeat the Angels, and then finally the very talented Phillies. They put it all together. And they put it all together as they continue to build on that tradition. We hear about Ruth and Gary. We hear about DiMaggio and Mantle and Berra and the other teams of the 50s. Then we know that there was that period with Reggie Jackson and the wonderful years with Bernie Williams and the rest of the team. And now we have Jeter and we have Posada and we have Pettit and I have Mariano. And of course, the Yankees in many ways also do great things beyond New York. The MVP, Hideki Matsui, my understanding was, practically shut down the great country of Japan as they watched the game on TV. Little did they know that their son would become the MVP by having a fabulous last game with 3 hits and 6 RBIs. It was indeed a wonderful World Series. I understand from my relatives in Puerto Rico that everybody was glued to the TV set to see the Yankees, not only to see the Yankees, but then to see how Jorge Posada would do. In the Dominican Republics, in the Dominican neighborhoods in New York, people were out in the street watching just to see what Robinson Cano and Melky Cabrera and others will do. And so you see, it goes beyond baseball. It is a tradition, and now it has expanded globally. And it is only fitting that the most successful team in baseball would be part of this expansion of baseball throughout the world. So my congratulations go to the Yankees. We will be here today doing the work we have to do. At 11 a.m. in Mr. Towns' great city and mine, the Yankees will have a ticker tape parade along the Canyon of Heroes. After that, they'll go to City Hall at 1 o'clock, where every other elected official except members of Congress will be there taking pictures with the Yankees. So that is one of the reasons why we're here today, to do our part in celebrating this great team, to do our part in celebrating their home in the Bronx, New York, to do our part in saying that, yes, we have problems in this country, yes, we have serious debate, yes, we have difficulties, but we can take some time to celebrate something that is beautiful, something we can come together on. Even Boston Red Sox fans, I'm sure, are celebrating the Yankee victory. Ladies and gentlemen, and to the leadership, thank you so much for putting this resolution on the floor. Thank you for this opportunity to honor our beloved Yankees. Congratulations to the Yankee management, to the Steinbrenner family, to my friend Randy Levine and Lon Trost, to Joe Girardi, and to all the Yankees that made this the winning season it has been. Congratulations. Vivan los Yankees. Thank you.